guns at once and shoot them off into space.
Like a true nature's child, we were born to be wild. 'Cause we're riding so high, never gonna die. Born to be wild.
Did I not tell you that Dave Alvin would make a second appearance in my program? Yeah, that's him performing with the Knitters, doing Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild. Would you believe Hermann Hesse, who wrote the novel Steppenwolf back in, I think it was like 1927, from which the band took their name. He was actually born, now it's yesterday, but July 2nd, 1877. Before that, how about some Conway Twitty from 1973? That song was released 47, 48 years ago yesterday. You've never been this far before, which is kind of a really, really creepy song. And it's also creepy to know that it was the song of the year. It was the song of the year back in 1973. Some Greenbrier Boys. Greenbrier Boys doing the first version. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees wrote it. The Stone Ponies had a small hit out of it, but a different drum. That was the original version. Ralph Rinsler of the Greenbrier Boys died back in 1994 on July 2nd. He was a mandolin player, if you were unaware of that. And one thing, you know what I didn't know and I learned about the Greenbrier Boys as I was kind of doing some research, Eric Weisberg, who passed away a year ago in March at the age of 80. Eric Weisberg, you may know from Dueling Banjos. That was like the big hit he had. Well, he was an original member of the Greenbrier Boys, but never actually recorded anything with them before he had left the band. And then the man in black himself, Johnny Cash, starting off the entire set with his version of Mr. Garfield, who was shot 140 years ago. That is yesterday as well. Those were all yesterday things. I just couldn't squeeze in. And, of course, if you're listening to my Tuesday Encore edition, that was like 4 days ago now. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's what it is. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. A couple little pieces of business I need to get to before we wrap up the program, as we are putting a big bow on it as you are listening. Oh, I should tell you before I get to that, my background music for the duration of the evening, if you've been able to hear it, has actually been U2's song, 4th of July. So I've just, what the heck, put that on repeat and throw it in the background as we're just hanging out doing things. So between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, you know what? Life can get pretty busy. So you should actually take time for yourself, and you should schedule an eye exam today. You might be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, you can go to nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message is brought to you by the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Don't forget, you can go to our schedule. You can go to wrct.org and see my entire playlist. So if you missed a song, if you're listening on Friday, you're like, oh, man, I missed that. Guess what? Catch me Tuesdays from 2 to 6 here on 88.3 FM. And if you've got a suggestion for a future request, wrctrequest@gmail.com is the email. Thanks for—
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Oh. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. Coming up in this hour, we're going to hear from Sleepy John Estes asking the question, "What you doing?" While John Jackson will be sitting on his front porch singing the Rappahannock Blues, plus Little Brother Montgomery, something about Yankee Doodle. We'll see what it's all about here on this hour, the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off the show with Mr. Albert King, recording for Stax Records 1966, off of a disc called Born Under a Bad Sign, excellent LP. Here's Albert King, Down Don't Bother Me, on the Deep Blues Hour.
So long, you know, down don't bother me.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. Learn more about online ordering at www.spacbros.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call them at 412-362-SPAK. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thank you.
Oh, the classic song from J.B. Lenore. That's Let's Roll from 1951, recording for J.O.B. Records there from J.B. Lenore. Plus, we heard from Junior Kimbrough from the Mississippi Hill Country up north in northern Mississippi. That was Nobody But You, Baby, from his release, Do the Rump, from Junior Kimbrough. Up next, let's hear from John, Little John. He does a great Chicago blues style from 1968, a disc called Slidin' Home. Here he is with Nowhere to Lay My Head, from John, Little John, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
This is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. Thank you.
taught me to more love, baby. You're so kind to me.
Melody keeps on ringing in my ear. Frankie Doodle, that melody makes me stand right up and cheer. Ooh-wee. USA, I'll say, I love you. Come on and make me lose these Yankee Doodle blues.
Well, there you are, Little Brother Montgomery and the Yankee Doodle Blues. Isn't that patriotic? It was from 1976, our bicentennial as well, on a disc called At Home with Little Brother Montgomery. Plus, we heard from Frank Frost, the Jelly Roll King himself. There he is with Baby, You're So Kind. Frank Frost here on the Deep Blues Hour. Let's hear next from Tampa Red. Been featuring this song lately. This is an Ace record out of the UK. It's called Dynamite, the Unsung King of the Blues. This is My First Love Blues from Tampa Red on the Deep Blues Hour.
I believe to my soul, my girl have got a mean old black cat bone. I believe to my soul, my girl's got a black head bone. Cause every time I leave, sure got to go back home. I've tried so hard, never more to call her name. Tried so hard, never more to call a name. But she got a sweet way of loving that will drive any man insane. She's the first gal I ever loved, the last one I ever will. First gal I love, and the last one I ever will. God, love is a thing that will get somebody killed. Maybe some blues now.
What help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
I'll be with you till then. cows come home. Don't let me catch a woman getting out wrong. Don't you lie to me. Don't you lie to me. You make me so mad I get evil of the man. You ask me to your house, you had a pint of gin. You said, never ask you back, John, again. Don't you lie. Don't you lie to me. You make me so mad I get evil as a man. Get me. All right, baby. Money, 1922. Let those people make a fool of you. Don't you lie to me. Don't you lie to me, darling. You make me so mad I get evil as a man can be.
It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
So the big news cycle over the last 16, 18 hours or so is that it is here. It is here. Omicron has been confirmed in the United States. Now, is this meaningful? We don't know. Is it newsworthy in the sense of, is it surprising? It's probably already been here for some weeks. And number three, does this finding make us question the prudency of the travel bans that have been put in place? We're going to talk about all of these different questions, but the big news, and we're kind of in the Omicron. Now I'm saying it the way Biden said it the other day, Omicron, which Joe Biden referred to as the Omicron. Omicron is here in the United States. And now we're in the Omicron found in this state, and soon Omicron found in that state phase of the story, without yet knowing what that actually means. So CNBC reporting yesterday, CDC confirms first case of Omicron COVID variant in California. The CDC said Wednesday it confirmed the first U.S. case of the new heavily mutated coronavirus variant called Omicron detected in Northern California. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci said the patient, who was fully vaccinated, had just returned to the San Francisco area November 22nd after traveling in South Africa, tested positive November 29. The end of, again, the timing, given that they got back at this point, what is that, 8-10 days ago, suggests it's probably been here for some time. The individual is self-quarantining and all close contacts have been contacted and thus far have tested negative. We feel good that this patient not only had mild symptoms, but actually had the symptoms appear to be improving. That is good news. The article, because it is CNBC, mentions that there was a big swing in the stock market yesterday after this case was confirmed. And this is one of those things where it's sort of like, really, guys, like the idea is that at any time the stock market reflects all known information about the state of the economy. or companies that are at least measured by the stock market. Is it really news that there was one case found in the United States? I mean, when almost a week ago or even longer, no, about a week ago, we said it's probably already here. A 500 plus point swing because of the announcement seems to me like not a particularly efficient market, given that